Good morning, afternoon, evening, and good night. This is the Editor-in-Chief Podcast. I am one of the co-editor-in-chiefs at Amherst Wire, Jonathan Kerma. This is a new podcast that we'll be doing where we're kind of spotlighting different articles as well as different stories in the Amherst community. So for our first episode, we actually have a new contributor with Amherst Wire, Emma Feliv-Mihalik. And she wrote a story this week about being a freshman living off campus. So I read the story. I thought it was well written, and I thought it would be a very interesting conversation to have and see kind of the differences that come with that. So my guest today, Emma Feliv-Mihalik.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So your story kind of fascinated me and from a lot of different angles. So we're kind of go back to like when you first got enrolled into UMass. So
right.
What was kind of the process in deciding that you wanted to, you know, live off campus as a freshman?
Yeah, so honestly, for a lot of years, I imagined myself to be living in Boston or New York City because I was kind of always convinced that that's where journalism is. Like, you basically have no other choice. And I was like, you know, okay, like, that's what I'll do. And I was pretty excited about it. But then my senior year, I don't know, like, something changed, and I just had this really strong feeling that I should stay around here. And so I wasn't necessarily excited about that, but I just felt like it was a need. So then I applied to UMass Amherst, which years ago I never thought I would be applying to. So then I finally got enrolled. And after that, just everything in my personal life started changing, like, for the good. I started to make so many close friends around here and just getting closer to my family. And so from that point forward, I just realized that this was truly where I had to be, and I was happy about it.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Holyoke, Massachusetts.
Okay.
So it's about a half an hour drive.
Okay. So the main factors were the fact that you just felt like you had family and friends around here?
Is that why
you would say you stayed?
Yeah.
Okay. And in your story, you kind of described like a mix of emotions where at first you were kind of like, you were set on it. You were kind of bragging to your friends. I remember you said the story. And then, you know, later you were like, you were a little more apprehensive about it.
Right.
What kind of changed during that time? And how do you feel about everything now that you're actually living off campus?
So it definitely has been a mix of emotions basically since I enrolled. Because during the summer, the biggest excitement for me was that I wouldn't have to spend as much money. Whereas everybody else, like, especially if they're moving out of state, they would have to pay, you know, upwards of $40,000 per year. So, I mean, after that, I started to think about stuff like, you know, I'm going to have to spend a lot of money on gas and other things, you know, just basically incorporating this huge drive into my own life that's going on so far. And during the second week of school last week, I was like, I can't do this. You know, I was freaking out, just everything. I didn't know how I'd be able to do homework in between that. But now, during the third week, I'm just, you know, again, a switch of emotions where I'm like, wow, I can do this, and I can just get used to it over the course of the semester, at least, because I've heard from so many people that the first semester is just the worst, you know.
For sure.
Big mix of emotions. And
for sure.
Yeah, so hoping to get more used to it.
And how often are you on campus?
So I have classes 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then, for example, last week I came up again on Monday evening for the meeting right after work. So that was an hour drive for me. And then today I'm coming up for this interview. So, you know, I sometimes fit stuff in between, but mostly just 3 days a week.
Okay. And as you just mentioned, you work as well. So how many hours a week are you doing that typically?
About 12 hours, because I work Monday through Thursday, 3 hours a day. So it's not too bad, but it's definitely an interesting commute for me.
Mm-hmm. And how's your experience been as a freshman so far? Like, how have you balanced everything? What's the key to that?
Well, I think that just getting involved and just, I don't know, remembering who you are before you enter college is really important, because a lot of people tend to, you know, they think that they have to party. So they're on campus every weekend specifically to party. And then they just kind of lose track of the fact that they have to be here to actually get a degree and, you know, stuff like that. So, for example, I'm part of church ministries, which is like a big part of my life. And I think that just doing that is getting me through college, because I have such a good support system there. And, you know, I have my coworkers supporting me and my friends. So I think just, you know, remember who you are and having a good support system is key.
Okay. And how has it been making friends on campus? I know you mentioned that you have a lot of friends from Holyoke, but have you tried to reach out with the UMass community as well?
Yeah. So I actually started to make friends through the big Facebook group that I'm sure most freshmen have seen by now.
It's, of course.
Yeah. There's like 5,000 people in it. And, you know, a lot of different coincidences brought me to just a really close friend group right now. I even have one that I had in high school that's now going to UMass. So I'm just, you know, I'm still trying to find my way around, trying to make more friends. But it's definitely, I've found some friends and I'm hoping to make more as the year goes on.
And you feel solidified in the UMass community? Because I know there's a lot of people that like commute long distances where it's a little tougher to feel like a part of the community in that way. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, that's what I was warned a lot, especially by people that have already gone here. They're like, you're not going to enjoy commuting. You're going to be struggling so much to be social. And I'm like, well, I'll give it a shot because I don't want to get myself stuck somewhere that I don't want to be and not be able to get myself out of it. So I'm gonna try commuting. And so I definitely think that I fit in, especially by trying out different clubs, like different organizations on campus. It's just a matter of trying things out. You can never be like, oh, I'm just going to commute there and back and that's it.
Mm-hmm. So. Right, right. And do you have a meal plan?
I don't.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a struggle some days. Like, you know, I'll be hungry in class and not be able to get anything. But
yeah. That's definitely tough. Yeah. And what would you say, these are the last two questions I got for you. So we'll start with what has been the best part about, you know, living off campus as a freshman, and then what has been, I guess, the worst part so far?
The best part, I think, has just been, there's a lot of good things. I mean, the cost, first of all, and I think just knowing that I have a house to come home to versus just a little dorm. Because I think for a lot of people, that's a struggle. They just feel homesick and they have really no escape because they're just in this tiny room. But the worst part has definitely been that just trying to fit in homework when I have upwards of 2 hours a day driving, it's definitely a struggle.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
So thank you for your time, Emma. Be sure to check out her article, My Experience as an Off-Campus Freshman, on AmherstWire.com. This has been the first episode of the Editor-in-Chief podcast. I'll see you guys next week.